The average human brain is comparable to 2.5 million gigabytes to a 2.5 million gigabyte computer. So at some point, your brain actually gets near capacity, kind of like your phone when it runs out of space.
Yeah.
So what are you going to delete to free up space?
Ooh, that's good. I am going to delete all those moments in high school that I was like mired down by BS that I didn't need to be bothered by. Like stupid little high school drama things that at the time was like everything. And it ruined my life. And I would go home crying, or I'd be really pissed, or I would lose a friend, or I would tell somebody I didn't want to talk to them ever again. Like all that kind of stuff. I don't want to remember any. I can, you know what? Let's go college. I can get rid of anything, anything from like, I had a good senior year. So like junior year before, like I can delete all of that. Yeah, delete
middle
all
school
of that.
Gone.
Middle school gone. High school gone. Just, I only want to keep one boyfriend in high school. That's just memories of him, my first, just him. And that's about it. Just that way when people say, who was your first? I don't go, does not compute. Like I have it there. I could say who it was.
So what happens when you go to your high school reunion and they say, remember when you peed your pants in class? You won't remember that.
Who are you?
Exactly.
Where am I?
Even though you did that.
Who are these people?
In junior high, you won't remember.
It wasn't junior high. It was like third grade. And you know what? I didn't pee my pants. Joseph Musk poured juice on the floor and told people I peed my pants. I have never, just for the record, just because you're asking me and because this is still part of my memory, I never peed my pants in third grade. Joseph Musk poured juice on the ground and told everybody that I did because he was a friggin' bully.
And I'm still bringing it up today.
And you're still bringing it up today. You know what? I want you to delete that from your memory bank. You go get rid of that.
I'm going to delete this.
I have a structured settlement, and I need to know.
Call J.G. Wentworth. It's 77-CASH-NOW.
I want to delete that. And while we're at it.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, cards for kids.
So go ahead and take those things completely out of my brain.
You could have the Macarena.
Take that out.
Yeah, you can have Psy Gangnam Style.
Right. So when you hear it, you go, hey, that's a pretty good song. Never heard that before.
It's a brand new song.
Now, what's the song, M-Bop? It's brand new. I think these kids are going to go far.
Creed. They could take Creed.
They can take Creed. Well, I think they can take the whole, that one time I went to Dave Matthews. I had to sit through. You ever sat through a 45-minute Dave Matthews jam? You just want them to delete that part of your brain.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you would say that because I had a friend that was part of the management team of Dave Matthews, and she had invited me to, like, Wetlands at, like, this little club, and she's like, oh, you're going to love it. It's going to be awesome. Like, there's nothing about Dave Matthews that I love. And she's like, no, live, he's amazing. And he was not amazing. And I was in the VIP section, so I couldn't leave. So I would like to, yes, with you, let's just collectively delete Dave Matthews.
Yes, that one show is just horrible.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And the problem is if I go into my brain to delete some stuff, it's going to say password. And then I'm not going to know the password because it always happens. And then it's going to say, are you the administrator? Yes, I'm the admin. It's my brain. And it's not going to let me delete anything. So,
oh, yes, it will. Because I found out the hard way because I let you set up my laptop because I just recently had to go in there. And Joe was like, didn't Anthony set this up for you? I go, yeah. He goes, you know what? I bet he just put a space. And you did. That's what your you didn't put a password. You just put a space.
Right.
And that was all I had to put in.
See, that's why I couldn't reset my brain because I wouldn't remember that password.
I just told you, space.
Space. That's what it is. See?
That's it.
No. You must be.
Space and then hit enter.
How can I not be the administrator to my brain? All I want to do is take out J.G. Wentworth and Dave Matthews. That's all I want to take out to free up space so I can put new, fresh, new things in there.
I love that you think you own you. You're not in charge. You haven't been in charge of you for 30 years.
You know, and I was thinking I could take 2020 out of my brain, but 2020 has not been that bad.
What?
It's been a lot of TV. I mean,
okay, if you're saying that 2020 has already been taken out of your brain, if you think it hasn't been that bad.
It hasn't been that bad for me.
Oh.
Because there's been a lot of Netflix and a lot of TV and a lot of ice cream.
That's good. That's not good.
It's better than 2018. 2018 was not that good.
Yeah, that's true. I want to delete 2018.
So if I take 2018, then I can't take 2020. So that's pretty bad that I'm keeping 2020 but taking out 2018.